I am so tired and frustrated of all the hand-wringing by major media outlets and some smaller YouTube influencers who are trying to gain a larger share of an audience by promoting clickbait headlines, shouting that the sky is falling and that real estate is dead. There was actually one dude who said not to buy any real estate in any part of California because of LA's luxury tax. Are you kidding me? Do me a favor. The next time there's a real estate headline claiming that we are headed towards a foreclosure crisis, please take a moment to read the article itself, the whole article, because we're not even a little bit. And for the love of everything, stay off of the idiots on YouTube, except for me, of course. But let's dig into this foreclosure nonsense and then take a look at what's really going on locally. Yes, foreclosures are way ahead of where we've been over the last couple of years. There's a reason for that, though. The federal government literally made it against the law for banks to foreclose on homeowners who were unable to make payments as a result of COVID. You've likely seen headlines recently about the number of foreclosures climbing in today's housing market. That may leave you with a few questions, especially if you're thinking about buying a house. Understanding what they really mean is mission critical if you want to know the truth about what's happening today. According to a recent report from Adam, a real estate data provider, foreclosure filings are up 6% compared to the previous quarter and 22% since 1 year ago. As media headlines call attention to this increase, reporting on just the number could actually generate worry and may even make you think twice about buying a home for fear that prices could crash. The reality is, while increasing, the data shows a foreclosure crisis is not where the market is headed. Let's look at the latest information with context so we can see how this compares to previous years. Because in recent years, the number of foreclosures has been down to record lows. That's obviously because in 2020 and 2021, the forbearance program and other relief options for homeowners helped millions of them stay in their homes, allowing them to get back on their feet during a very challenging period. And with home values rising at the same time, many of those homeowners who may have found themselves facing foreclosure under other circumstances were able to actually leverage their equity and sell their houses rather than face foreclosure. Moving forward, equity will continue to be a factor that can help keep people from going into foreclosure. As the government's moratorium came to an end, there was and has been an expected rise in foreclosures. But just because foreclosures are up doesn't mean the housing market is in trouble. As Claire Trapasso, executive news editor at Realtor.com says, quote, "There's no reason to panic, at least not yet. Foreclosure filings began ticking up after the federal foreclosure moratorium ended. The moratorium was enacted in the early days of COVID when millions of Americans lost their jobs to prevent a tsunami of homeowners losing their properties. So some of these proceedings, would have taken place during the pandemic, but got delayed due to the moratorium. This is a bit of catch-up," end quote. Basically, there's not a sudden flood of foreclosures coming. Instead, some of the increase is due to the delayed activity explained above, while more is from economic conditions. And as Rob Barber, the CEO of Adam, explains, "This unfortunate trend," this is a quote, "can be attributed to a variety of factors such as rising unemployment rates, foreclosure filings making their way through the pipeline after 2 years of government intervention, and other ongoing economic challenges. However, with many homeowners still having significant home equity, that may help in keeping increased levels of foreclosure activity at bay," end quote. So while foreclosures are climbing, it's clear foreclosure activity now is nothing like it was during the housing crisis 15 years ago. Today, foreclosures are far below the record high number that was reported when the housing market crashed. So the bottom line, putting the data into context is more important than ever. While the housing market is experiencing an expected rise in foreclosures, it's nowhere near the crisis level seen when the housing bubble burst, and that won't lead to a crash in home prices. So if you're thinking about buying a home, don't expect a wave of distressed homes to come to the market. It's just not going to happen. Whatever was happening last fall, It's done. And it appears to have been a one-time thing. I have a weekly realtor meeting, and earlier today, there were reports of homes in the Vallejo area getting tens of offers, like 16. And apparently, one even got an offer at $100,000 over asking. The market in American Canyon, Fairfield, Vallejo area is incredibly fast. It's clear that buyers have adjusted to paying 6.5%. The question is now whether or not move up or move down sellers are going to do the same. My prediction that the spring market would begin this week was just plain wrong. New listings were down by about 20% throughout Napa, Solano, and Sonoma counties year over year. And in the region that I specialize in, new listings are off by about 10%. So what does all of this mean, though? For buyers, it's still going to be a grind to find your next home. Assume that it's going to take months of searching and writing offers until you get one accepted. But this isn't a reason to be despondent. I work with a lot of first-time home buyers, and I love it. It's easy to get caught up in the lack of homes for sale. At this point, though, move forward knowing that the inventory is what it is, and we'll find a way to work through it. The important thing to understand is that it's possible. Because the right house in the right location will come along at the right price and you'll pounce like a tiger. There will be ups and downs, hurry ups and waits throughout the process. But at the end, you'll get your keys from your realtor. You'll get to the finish line, and then after everything is said and done, you're going to sit underneath an overwhelming tower of boxes and hope they don't fall on you. But you're going to look up and you're going to go, "Holy crap, I just bought a house." And you're going to pinch yourself from the dream, but you don't wake up because it's real. And this was true for 213 buyers last month, and it can be true for you too. So there have been quite a few things on my mind lately as they relate to negotiations and navigating our way through less than perfect transactions. And you see, one of my mentors in real estate told me that there comes a point in almost every single transaction where you think that the deal is going to fall through. And there's no question that if you've been in this business long enough, you're going to have a couple of deals that fall apart. A popular luxury real estate coach consistently reminds us that the power in negotiation is being willing to walk away, but the skill comes from not having to. There is no question that negotiation is a skill-based art. Real estate can get messy, and it's so vital that as agents, we hold our composure. Listening is the cornerstone to any relationship. It is so incredibly important when it comes to being able to work with another human being, and then also throughout the negotiation process. And not just listening, but active listening. So, what's the difference? Active listening is a communication skill that involves paying attention to what someone is saying using both verbal and nonverbal cues. It also involves understanding the speaker's point of view and responding in a way that shows you've been paying attention. There are many benefits to active listening, not just in real estate. But one of the most important things that it does is it really helps to build stronger relationships as we go forward, because when we actively listen to others, we show them that we care about what they have to say. This generally helps build trust and rapport, which is really important during negotiations. Real estate is supposed to be about collaboration and finding win-win solutions, not trying to get one over on the other guy. And so active listening requires us to slow down and pay attention to what the other person is saying. In a fast-paced society like ours, taking a deep breath before a response is just what's needed. Because taking that breath really does help resolve conflicts. When we actively listen to the other person's point of view, it can help us to understand their perspective and find a solution that works for everyone. If we're listening to hear rather than just to respond, we have the ability to get to the root of the problem. A few years ago, I had a seller back out of their sale, or at least try to back out of the sale of their home at the last minute. Contingencies had been removed. Obviously, the buyer was upset, and attorneys were hired, and letters fired off on both sides, and it was really stressful, and it was happening around the holidays. Turns out their son had passed away during the holidays a few years before, although not in the home. But saying goodbye to their family home was a lot like saying goodbye to him all over again. Sellers weren't actually saying that they weren't willing to sell their home. They were just grieving. Buyer's agent and I kept our cool and took the time to listen to what the other side was saying. We kept an open dialogue and worked at continuing to move forward while still being advocates for our clients and their needs. Ultimately, we were able to come to a solution, and we did close escrow that allowed the sellers to stay and say goodbye in their own way. In the end, everyone got what they wanted and needed. And now you know, and knowing is half the battle. That's all for this week's Peterson Report. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on the flip side.